Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey, y'all. So as I record this, in the middle of September, September is the fullest month of the year for me, traditionally, because I'm running the Stretch Yourself Challenge as a live group challenge. We're in the midst of that. September is especially full and exciting for me this year because of the book project. The book launches officially on October 8th, 2020. And this month I'm interviewing all of my co-authors. So there's 18 fellow storytellers. And then I have my friend and coach, Therese Sparkins, wrote the closing, like, what now chapter. I'm going to be talking to all of them this month. So that adds 20 extra calls to my schedule. And I'm loving every minute of it because it just keeps the energy really alive for me around the book project. When you write a book, especially a collaborative book, there are so many moving parts. And all through the year, things are happening. And then now that we're so close to the launch, it's like everything is speeding up and all of this, the pieces are coming together. All these loose threads are being braided together. And it's gorgeous. And it's so fun to talk to my co-authors about their stories when I can actually hold a copy of the book in my hands. It's all so real and wonderful. Thank you for coming along and being part of this journey. So, all that said, let's jump into my conversation with Lane Farrell. Hey, everybody, you're back with Kelly, and I'm joined now by my guest, Lane Farrell from Daily Inspired Health. Hi, Lane.
Hi, Kelly. It's great to be here.
Lane, you and I have known each other for a little over a year, maybe a year and a half now?
I think that's right, yeah.
And you're a member of my Momentum Coaching Mastermind, and you are one of my beloved co-authors on the book project, Get Past Your Shit. I'm so curious, Lane, did you know, were you surprised by the title?
Well, I wasn't surprised by the title at all because it's kind of, I feel like that's your signature program or your signature banner message, if you will, that, you know, get past your shit. Like, that's part of what you teach, and that's just the way you frame it.
Yeah.
And so it made perfect sense to me that this would be the title of your book.
It is a banner message. Absolutely. When I spoke at my event last fall in Atlanta, I gave the talk, Get Past Your Shit, as my keynote. And then I came home and I repeated it as a virtual presentation. But I don't know if I really thought of it as a banner message at the time, because I thought of it as a way to let people know about this book project. But now, absolutely, it has become a banner message.
Well, you know, Kelly, it's funny because it's a banner message that I think people need to hear, and it sort of sums up so, you know, everything that you bring, because in order for people to implement and benefit from all the things that you teach and all the things you coach about and all the tools you bring to your community, the first thing is that they have to get past their shit. So
yeah.
It's a wonderful ribbon to tie around all the gifts that you bring.
My business is all about content marketing and community building, and I know some people are going to hear about this book project. It's 19 stories of imperfect people who prove you can, you know, get past your shit. And they might wonder, well, what does this have to do with content marketing and community building? But it has everything to do with it, because I've noticed that a lot of people hold back from publishing content and growing a community because they have fears and insecurities and circumstances and limitations, and they make up that means that they can't. They're not ready. And my point is, me neither. I'm not ready. Are you ready, Lane?
No, as a matter of fact. And I don't know that anybody ever is. And I think that's the point, right?
Right. There is a gal I was talking with last year who, in conversations, she's amazing. She's got this incredible world experience that would inspire people. And when I share with her, like, hey, let's develop a banner message and let's get some content out there in the world, she says, no, I'm not ready. I've got to deal with this shit first. And she rattles off her list of all the reasons she's not ready. And I just thought, you know what? I could write that same list. I don't love how I look. I am not, I don't feel like my life as a whole represents everything that's possible. And so, you know, surely nobody will admire me. Like, all of the same things were true. So why have I been able to build a business in the presence of all that shit? And she's not willing to, and it's 100% mindset. So yeah. Woohoo. So Lane, you get past your shit. You have a website, you have blogged, you just recently completed the design of a card deck with Rosie Batista over at her card deck creation course. Just before we started this conversation, when we were talking privately, you made a comment that it takes you a while, but you get things done. And that's absolutely true.
It is very, very, very true.
You have a busy life. Tell us about what you do.
Yes, so I do. I kind of have a very crazy life. I am a director of clinical services for a very small telehealth startup. And this was actually, when I joined your community, I found this little employed side gig at the same time that I found your community a year and a half or so ago. And it was a part-time thing and there was never enough for me to do. And then it just kind of grew and grew. And it is also that there's the component that it's very challenging to live and survive financially in California these days. And that's where I'm based. And so, and my husband is on a fixed income as well. So we have just been trying to hang on to our house here in California while finding meaningful work for me to do. And I became a nurse as a second career, as a way to help people and to give back after I had had a spiritual awakening, which is, you know, the story that I share in your book is part of what led to that. But the complementary alternative therapies and treatments that are out there in the world that are, you know, closely linked to what's missing in medical care today is what I want to do and what I want to bring to other people. And I had thought in the original, when the idea first hit me that I should give back to the world in that way, that being a nurse would be the way to do that. And so I went to nursing school and then just struggled to find my fit in nursing, because working as a nurse, working in a hospital, working in a clinic all day long, and having my hands tied basically by traditional Western medicine and the rules and the regulations and the strict lack of creativity about how to help people deal with their health mm-hmm. was extremely frustrating to me. So I just didn't fit into that work after I had studied and got licensed to go do it. And so when you and I connected, I was also connecting with this other opportunity to bring money in to our household and to our family. And in that year and a half, that startup has grown. And I think thanks to COVID as well, it just kind of blossomed into this other thing that I never expected that it would blossom into. And so it's taking up a lot of my time right now. The other factor is that my husband has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. So we are dealing with that as well. And it's a lot of changes, a lot of stress, but it's also an opportunity for me to bring all that I've learned from people like you and from some of these other spiritual and self-development experiences that I've had over the years to just kind of bring all that together. And I would say that my situation as an entrepreneur and my situation as a content developer and community leader is developing, and it's developing in real time for me. And when I am able to, in the spirit of getting my shit together, emerge on the other side of this, I think that there will be a lot of people who can benefit from, you know, wow, you know, this is a way to balance those kinds of things. When you have a need for income, or you've given your word to somebody that you'll help them with a certain project, and you need to follow through, and yet you have this dream that you also want to explore and unfold, that the abundance is yours and that it is there. It's just going to happen in its own divine timing. And that if you start to have ego involvement with, oh, this should be done already, or oh, this should be faster, or this should work differently, then you're going to mess it up. Just flow with it.
Lane,
just flow with it.
Lane, you're an example right now of somebody getting past their shit. And I just want to say, you know, you mentioned your husband being diagnosed with a brain tumor. It's really trite for me to say that that's more shit that you're getting past. But remember, shit represents fears, insecurities, circumstances, and limitations.
Exactly.
In the midst of 2020, COVID, your work exploding, your concerns for your husband, you live in California, you know, you were briefly displaced by the fires, weren't you, early on?
Yes. You know, honestly, Kelly, we have been displaced 3 mandatory evacuations in 4 years.
Yeah.
So there was just something about our little area here in the rural mountains of Napa County, California, that attracts heat and wildfires.
So in the midst of all that, with all that work, your blog, your website is up. It's been refreshed. You've got fresh content on the blog. You have completed the design of your card deck with Rosie, and you wrote an amazing chapter for my book. What the hell? You shouldn't be able to get any of that stuff done.
Well, you know, hearing it summarized like that, it's like, wow, I did that? Gee.
you say, I may get it, it may be slow, but I get it done. And that's true. And I know for a fact, do you know how many people, the minute that one difficult thing happens, they just hit pause. And they say, well, I was going to get my blog going, but then this happened. End of story. I was going to create a card deck, but then this happened. Done. I was going to participate in a book project, but then this happened. Silence. And that end of story might represent 6 months, a year, 18 months, 5 years of inaction. And I'm in my community, I know I'm talking to some of you. You feel like she's talking about me. Maybe. And I love you anyways. And I want you to get past your shit. I want you to say, this is the situation. These are my fears, insecurities. These are my circumstances. These are my perceived limitations. What now? Because if you're waiting for them to vanish, you're waiting forever. No one is fearless, insecurity-less, circumstance-less. Nobody. And so the decision to take action is done in the presence of all that. Lane, thank you for being such a great example.
Well, it, you know, being a good example requires having good support and good encouragement. And so I'm going to put the credit back where it deserves to be with you and your community, because I know you've heard me say it, that, you know, because I think there was a time when you were almost encouraging me to not be part of the Momentum Coaching Mastermind or some of these other things, because, well, maybe this isn't the right time for you. And I always knew that if I let go of that support, if I let go of that opportunity to continue to rub shoulders with other people who are making things happen, that it would be very easy for me to just let it go and to not continue to make things happen. So, you know, your community, just by virtue of the fact that it exists, and also by virtue of the fact that you had the patience to say, okay, if you still want to come to the meetings, you still can. I think that that's what works for me.
I remember at the time, I think my motivation was a bit of hero concern, like, with everything going on and time being so tight and money being such a concern in the midst of COVID, everything piling on, it's like, gosh, you know, should I bless and release and take some of the pressure off? But that was, whenever I go into that place of, oh, I need to make it easier for someone, that's maybe the urge was well intended, But your response was like freaking beautiful, because you're just like, no, I'm not going.
That's right. You can't get rid of me like that, Kelly. No, you can't. You know, it's been that way for me, honestly. You know, in my growth and development, in my life, since after the time that is the story that I share in your book. So in the last 20 years, you know, I really learned how to tune in to myself and how to be aware when my heart and soul needs it. And when I feel those strong resonances inside myself that, you know, okay, this is something your soul needs. This is something your heart needs. This is a heart's desire. That's when those strong no's or those strong yeses, those strong responses come out. And I think that that's one thing that will help people in any community, is that if you can tune into that for yourself and be aware, oh yeah, this is my soul trying to speak and I need to honor that, that is, then you'll make the right decisions. Then you'll know where to put your time and energy. You'll know what to say yes to. You'll know what to say no to, and you know which community to join, which project to, you know, just never give up on.
Yeah.
And valuable.
You're being part of Momentum Coaching Mastermind. This is my group mastermind where we have three different meetings during the week, because people meet at different times. We have different groups. You're part of Mighty Mondays group. And so the people who are there get to know each other. And one of my favorite things is when we're in this conversation and then I'll look over in the chat and one of you are calling out someone else, like, cause you're listening and you're paying attention to everybody. And then when someone says, when someone's selling out on themselves, I love it when like someone like maybe Lane, maybe you'll say to Jennifer, you know, but remember why, or Jennifer will say, or so like yesterday in my Tuesday morning group, we're having this whole conversation. And then back in the chat, one person is asking another person, how's your course launch coming? And then she's like, oh, thanks for bringing that up. there's just this beautiful, warm, intimate accountability that it's a powerful, loving accountability where it's not about shaming someone for not getting something done. It's about saying, hey, I remember the vision you have. I'm excited about it. You know, I want to keep calling it out. Thank you for being part of that. Your chapter in the book. Now, I think I told you this. I didn't read it until we're going to final manuscript. And that Karen Crompton, our story coach, worked with all of the authors, whether they were writing themselves or it was being ghostwritten. She was reviewing the stories. I didn't read it until everything had been through proofreading and we were putting together the final manuscript, and then I read it. And edge of my seat. Like, I don't want to create too many spoilers for people, but the way that you opened up with the story about your proposal, that first proposal, your storytelling is so compelling, because as I got through like half of that story and I already knew like, oh, this guy's gonna be a pain in the ass, you know. And then of course it leading to, yeah, he was. Great storytelling. Why did you want to be part of the book?
Well, Kelly, I'm glad that you asked that, because when this happened in my life, and it seems like a different lifetime ago now, because I am very much a different person, having been shaped by this experience, right? And I think it's all for the better, ultimately, as well. But I knew when this was happening, you know, as I was going through the immediate aftermath of it, I need to help other people who are also going through something like this. And it has taken me this many years, you know, what, 2 decades to figure out how to do that. And it, in the immediate aftermath as well, I did use writing as a form of healing to get over it, to process it, to go deep within myself, to figure out, okay, what parts of me should change or need to change in order for this to not happen to me again, those kinds of things. And in the exercise of you know, going to writers' conferences, learning how to, because originally I was going to fictionalize the story and make a novel out of it, because mm-hmm. I was so afraid to put my real story out there, that, you know, a lot of good came of that, learning how to write, learning how to tell a story. But there was a point when, in the healing process, the project I had been working on in the form that it was in did not need to see the light of day. It was complete. The healing had happened. And there was still this little voice in deep inside saying, yes, and you still need to tell your story. And when your opportunity arose, that still small voice inside was activated again, that here's your chance to tell your story, you know, in a different format, in a different way. It's not fictionalized. It's genuine. It's authentic. It's real. You get to express it, and you get to express it in the company of others who have also struggled. Yeah. And that just felt so good and so right that I couldn't say no to the opportunity. I just had to be part of your book.
I believe that had you written this story for fiction, it would have been a healing experience. And you might have felt a bit removed from it because you wrote this autobiographically. You're owning the story, and now every person who reads it gets an opportunity to engage with you on it. To me, will amplify the healing opportunity every time.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's a huge insight that I think at the time, because of the, I'm going to say, the acuteness of the pain, right, that in the immediate aftermath, I think it was a useful exercise mm-hmm. to fictionalize it and to dissociate from it in that way. And I think that, you know, there is no time limit on healing, right? There's no time limit on grief. There's, you know, it just takes us however long it takes us to, you know, here we are, you know, this many years past the event, and now this sort of new layer or new element of the healing where I get to own it and engage with it from a completely different perspective now, with the wisdom of time, right, that has elapsed in between, and the types of growth experiences I've had since then, the types of, you know, other things to struggle with layered on top, right, that now I feel like I'm so much better equipped to bring insight to others who might also want to engage around that topic. So Everything happens in divine timing, and that's what this was, and you provided the vehicle. So thank you so much for that.
Lane, I hope everyone decides to get the book, of course, and read your story. You are looking at my table of contents, you are, the name of your title is From Yes to Yes. And that makes you chapter 4. Listeners, to get to know more about Lane and what she does, go to her website, dailyinspiredhealth.com. There are some beautiful prayerful meditations featured on the homepage. There's a free opt-in gift, a small report, you want to be happier and healthier. You can learn more about everything that Lane has to offer. Lane, thank you so much for spending this time with me. Thank you for being part of the book.
Thank you so much, Kelly. It's just my pleasure, and love you, love your community, and can't wait to engage with people who would like to know more.
Hey guys, Kelly here. Welcome back to Love People and Make Money. I want to tell you where you can get your very own copy of the book. Go to getpastyourshit.com. You're going to be able to read all about the co-authors there, find links to all of their websites and social media presence, see their beautiful faces. And I have a gift for you. When you buy the book, you can order it on Kindle, or you can order a paperback copy if you like to hold books in your hands. It's beautiful, by the way. When you buy the book, I have this amazing gift for you. It's the Get Past Your Shit Group Coaching Intensive. I'm running it live November 3rd through the 19th. So if you are acting fast, you're going to be able to get in and participate with that intensive with a group of people. That's running twice a week for 3 weeks. We're talking about how your shit isn't special, looking deeper into ego and essence, prioritizing the stuff that stops you, creating what I call a hit list and a shit list, and then taking first steps past your shit, and finally, 4 supporting ideas for putting your shit behind you daily. This group coaching intensive, if I were planning it as a product to sell, I would charge $4.97. But I've created it exclusively as a gift for book buyers. So you can go buy the Kindle copy of the book right now for $2.99 and get this $500 group coaching intensive as my gift. If you're listening to this after the live intensive is over, then you're going to be accessing it as a self-study with replay recordings. So check that out, getpastyourshit.com. If you happen to be listening to this before our launch day of October 8th, would you do me a favor? Wait and buy the book on October 8th. We would just love to see if we could boost the book up in the rankings by getting a lot of purchases on the launch day, the official launch day. Again, the link is getpastyourshit.com. Thank you for spending this time with me and Lane today. I can't wait to introduce you to more of my co-authors. You're going to feel like you've just built a family around you of other imperfect people who've gotten past their shit. They prove you can too.